Hello, and welcome to the Total Security Podcast Series, brought to you by Bitdefender, the creator of one of the industry's fastest and most effective lines of internationally certified security software. Joining me today is Vlad Volchanu, Bitdefender's Senior Security Researcher. Vlad, thanks for talking with me today.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the risks of preparing your taxes online. What should users be aware of if they decide to do their taxes online this year?
Well, we have spam campaigns and we have phishing rates that promise to eliminate tax debt, and we have offers for free tax filing services and advertisements for very, very cheap services from the tax preparation companies. And I think that it's more important than ever to protect yourself and to be aware of whom do you submit your personal information to, because unsuspecting users could be tricked into revealing their personal information to the bad guys, to cyber criminals. And I'm talking about addresses and social security numbers and income information and credit card details. So basically, all the crooks need in order to do identity theft.
Now, do you have any tips for users to ensure that they're securely preparing and filing their taxes online?
The most important recommendation is to secure your system. There's a lot to lose, and there's going to be a lot of attempts of phishing and of spam and of other tricks related to the tax filing. But using common sense and good security software is going to take a lot of that burden off the user's shoulders. So install a reliable anti-malware solution, and you should keep it updated. You should update your operating system and your browser and other applications. You should have a firewall that's enabled. Conduct a system scan, a full system scan. More important, in the context of tax filing, you should read everything. When preparing and filing taxes online, you should read the terms and conditions. You should read the privacy policy of your chosen preparation and filing solution. You should also be careful when you choose your username and password. If the application requires a user account and the password, you should use a different username and a different password than what you use for your email or for your e-banking or e-commerce account. You should also try to backup your data. Make sure you store it securely in a backup using the appropriate tools, such as file backup or file vault. You should also try to avoid public computers while filing your taxes. You should file from a secure computer. By public computers, I mean computers such as those in a library or in an internet cafe. But if using a public computer is your only option, you can access various online tools to perform a scan of the system before starting the tax preparation process. You should also use a secure website for preparation and the filing of your taxes. Make sure the website uses Secure Sockets Layer, SSL, and this is a method of encryption and security authentication. You should also look for the HTTPS prefix in the address, in the address bar. And most browsers display a specific icon, a locked padlock, when the connection is secure. If you're asked to accept a certificate for preparing and filing your tax returns, make sure the name on the certificate actually matches the name of the tax preparation service you are using. And also make sure that the certificate is signed by a known authority, such as THAWTE, THAWTE, or a VeriSign. You should do that before accepting the certificate. If you're using a wireless connection, it should be your own or a trusted wireless connection. Don't use unsecured wireless connections such as those from airports or hotels. When you send this very valuable data over the internet, you should use a secured and encrypted connection, and it must be owned by you, or you should make sure that you know the owner.
These are great tips. Are there any other threats that online tax filers should be looking out for?
Additionally, you should protect against spam and phishing schemes. And under any circumstances, you should not open emails and attachments from unknown senders. Also, we expect to see a lot of phishing attempts, alleged email requests from the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, or from tax preparation companies. But these organizations don't send general email addressed as a dear customer. They send customized and printed notification forms through the United States Postal Service. So if you receive emails that pretend to come from the IRS or tax preparation companies that ask you to enter your personal data, please don't, because most of the time they're going to be frauds. Finally, you shouldn't click on any links contained in spam emails, not even on the unsubscribe link, because it might trigger other malware and compromise your system security. Spam and phishing schemes are not the only e-threats that users need to be aware of this tax season. You also have Trojans, spyware, adware, keyloggers, and password stealers, and other types of malware that you need to be protected against, as always.
Great. And before I let you go, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
The steps that you need to take are actually very simple. You should protect your PC, you should update your system, and you should really check the tax preparation service that you're using so that it gains your trust. Despite this variety of threats that we've covered today, most users can safely and easily prepare their taxes and file their taxes online just by following these steps and being aware of the potential problem areas so that they can protect their valuable information.
Vlad Volchanu, Bitdefender Senior Security Researcher. Vlad, thanks again for talking with me today.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Listeners, thank you for downloading and listening to the Total Security Podcast Series brought to you by Bitdefender. For more security-related tips and to stay up to date on the latest e-threats, visit the Press Center on Bitdefender's website, www.bitdefender.com.